Gremlins are out here on the Common Sense Show. Welcome, Dave Hodges here, Doug Thornton of the American Vindictus Show, and together we're the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we got, let's put it this way, I'm being interfered with my coverage in North Carolina in multiple ways. I won't go into all of it. In fact, I won't go into any of it. We'll just try to get around it. If you're going up to my Rumble channel and you can't pull certain things up, now you know why. We've got one crisis after another. I need to get my obligation out of the way here. So does Doug. First of all, we're brought to you by Noble Gold, and I broadcast in the Noble Gold studios. And the dock worker strike, among all the other things going on, this is going to tank the economy. And this administration shows no intent to even try to get the parties to negotiate. They want this to happen. They want the economy to come down. And if you're in the dollar, you're going to be screwed. It's that simple. I'm not going to pull any punches. You know, you got a couple of options here that you can exercise today. You can call Noble Gold and convert like your retirement that'll soon be gone. The banks can keep it, Dodd-Frank 2010. And also, you can extricate much of your savings, leave operating capital in. This is what I'm in the process of doing, the same thing here. And I make adjustments all the time. I'm making big ones today. And I would suggest you do the same thing. I've been an advertiser, Noble Gold, for 8 years. I've been 7 years. I've been a customer for the same amount of time. Bottom line is, folks, they'll take care of you. They won't push you. And I'm telling you, I think we're at ground zero right now in America. And right now, Bank of America, we're affected by this because we have a B of A account. It's not our main account, but we have a B of A account right here in the Phoenix area. 38,000 accounts have zeroed out. And there's no explanation. They say it's hacking. I think that's bullshit. I think they're broke. And you need to listen to what I'm telling you right here. Call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. The FTC wants me to tell you, anytime you deal in an investment, there's an inherent risk. Okay. We agree with that. We give that warning in good faith. They should give you a warning. If you get your money in the bank, you're about ready to get screwed. And that's a fact. 877-646-5347. Doug, have you got any planned shooting exercises coming up, training exercises?
We have training exercises.
I hope you're shooting, too. Training people how to use those guns.
Well, that's November 8th to the 10th.
Okay.
That's in Copperill, Texas. So that's our shoot, move, communicate course. That's our close quarters battle referencing type of course where we teach people how to use guns in a really close environment and deal with role players. So we're already getting people signed up. We can only have so many out there. So if you want to come, it's in Copperill, Texas. You can email us through vindictasolutions.com and find out all the necessaries on it.
Okay. Sounds good. That's a great thing you're doing there. And we're going to try to get some stopgap training here. And I'm talking the Hodges family because I almost called you last night, except I don't know how to do a third-party call on my phone when I'm in the car and the system controls. I can do it right here, but I don't know how to do it in the car. I would have called you. I was on with Paul Preston last night, Doug. I've never heard him like this. This guy is the most rational, sane person I know. I mean, he's a scientist by training, biology primarily. He's been a school superintendent, been a high school principal, been a basketball coach like me. This guy's solid. He's got a great show. It's very, very popular. And I'll just quote him on one thing. I won't go through the litany of what we talked about, but he said, they want to kill every one of us, and we're just seeing the beginning of it. How do you react to that?
Well, I mean, how many different ways are they trying to kill us, from the air pollutants to the water polluted? The food is polluted. Now some of the food is no longer food. It's biological, whatever crap that they want us to eat. There's poison in clothing. There's poison in toys. There's poison in everything that we have now. And, you know, one of the biggest things that is telling to me is the fact that the indifference that's shown by the political factions of this country should be alarming to people when you have one side that's saying, come hell or high water, we want to do what is necessary to fix this nation. Then you have another side who's saying, come hell or high water, we want to do whatever is necessary to not allow the other side to fix the nation. And so, you know, and both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have problems. I talk about it all the time. They both have their issues. But one side is more beneficial to us, at least here and now, until things get wonky. But look at what's happening currently. Let's just talk about a current field of view. All right. From the 30,000 foot view, we have Hurricane Helene, who's come in. They dropped that hurricane is estimated to drop, I think it's 40 trillion gallons of water. So we have historic flooding, like what's almost never been seen in the mountainous side of the Appalachians and all those mountainous towns. And did you know that? Remember the book One Second After? The town that it's based in is Black Mountain. It's in Swannanoa Valley.
That's
That's
right.
all. That's what was hit. How interesting. That's what was hit. Well, what's also there? Well, quartz mine, lithium mine. They have these mining companies have been trying to buy these people out for a while, been trying to get in there to mine these locations, and the people have been saying no. Well, right after the flood hits from this historic hurricane, out of nowhere comes people wanting to buy your destroyed house on location for cash. And now we're seeing the federal government. This is posted today. Kamala Harris's federal government says that they will not have enough funds for hurricane relief from FEMA to last the rest of hurricane season, which ends in November. So we don't have the fund to help you. By the way, I'm already seeing signs that's getting posted on the internet where people are getting paid $750 from FEMA. Just like Lahaina. It's just like Lahaina.
I was waiting
All
for that
right.
to come up.
So, you know, I've heard people say that this is the Biden Kamala Harris administration's Katrina. It's much worse.
Oh, it
The
is much worse.
meteorologists say that this hurricane, in terms of damage across states, is actually 10 times worse and 10 times more costly than what Katrina was. And, you know, we have a friend of ours, Gary Haven, who's actually in Asheville, North Carolina, and he brought his own private helicopter and he's flying rescue and recovery missions right now. So, isn't it interesting that we have private citizens coming in and they're bringing all this relief, but where's the government? On the 28th or 29th, when this storm was hitting, okay, we sent $360 million to Taiwan to help with their defensive aid. While this epic hurricane is taking lives and destroying towns, not homes, towns, we're giving money away to other countries. We gave money again to Israel. We gave money again to Ukraine. And now we don't have money to give to our own people. $360 million, okay, let's take an estimate here, is enough for every American, every legal American, to have $1 million in this country. Wouldn't that help a little bit with the hurricane relief? But no, we give it to all of our friends who are not here helping us out with anything. So when you go to the ballot box, if you feel the need to vote, understand that if you're still voting for the left, you're an idiot. You're an idiot and you're almost a traitor to this country at this point because the left has literally been the improvisation of like political treason that has ever been in this country. I mean, we literally have communists in charge of the federal government right now on many different tiers and echelons. And we're seeing this. We are reaping the fruit of this harvest of this idiocracy that's in charge of our government. And there's two or three more named hurricanes. Hurricane Kirk is already at a Cat 3. They're saying it could be a Cat 4. If the last time I checked was yesterday, so the path of the storm could have changed. But they said that the path could go straight to Mobile, Alabama. So if it goes straight to Mobile, Alabama, and just veers to the east, then all that coastline from the Appalachians, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, West Virginia, Tennessee, you're all going to get hit again. and no one's getting any type of aid right now. And then here comes another damn storm. And I just sit here and I wonder, you know, and look, I get it. Biden's in charge. Everything's falling apart.
He's not in charge.
Well, quote, in charge.
He's in the position, but he's not in charge.
He's the scapegoat. Let's just admit it. Him and Kamala are the scapegoats. But you have these political debates that are going on right now. And, you know, you would just think, this is me thinking outside the box as an American citizen, not a millionaire, not a politician, not a celebrity. I'm just thinking as if it were me in that affected area, would I want these jackasses going on debates? Would I want them going from town to town saying, hey, still vote for me? Or would I want help? What is more important to the American people right now? Because to the federal government and to these parties, until we see it manifest, Dave, it's getting themselves in power or kicking the other one out of power. Meanwhile, the American people take the brunt of everything. I mean, you have tens of thousands of people displaced, like you and I were just saying. There's over 1,000 people missing in one county in North Carolina. We know for for 5 or 6 other counties, I would almost say it's a fact, but I can't prove it yet, that there's probably thousands upon thousands missing and many not recovered. Look, these areas that were hit.
Let me interject this.
Go ahead.
I've got a communication from law enforcement and then a private citizen, and I aired this on social media. I read them verbatim. They're finding bodies in trees. When they uncover debris, they're finding severed heads, severed limbs. Both people say this is going to go into the thousands, if not tens of thousands. Entire towns are totally wiped out. And you were telling a story last night to me about a pilot that wanted to make an emergency drop to a family he had been communicating with, and he was threatened with arrest. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, so it's all over the internet right now. So you can look this up on YouTube. But there's a pilot, him and his son, teenage son, his co-pilot. They own their own private aircraft. So they decide to fly it in and start helping wherever they can. And there's multiple different private aircraft owners who are there, like our friend Gary Haven and others that are there doing this. Well, this guy, he goes to, I can't remember, he's in the Carolinas. I don't know if it's north or south. But he goes in and he's rescuing families. He's bringing food. He's bringing water. He's taking people out of this disaster zone. And then he comes across an elderly couple. All right. So this elderly couple wave them down from the sky. He lands, which if you people have never been in a helicopter, I've landed. I don't know how many helicopter rides I've been in, but I've landed a bunch of them. And you have to have so much space for these helicopters. So that, you know, nothing hits those propellers, those props as it's coming down, or the whole thing is just destroyed. And so it's extraordinarily brave and risky what this individual private American citizen is doing on behalf of his fellow Americans. He finds an elderly couple. They wave him down. He goes to land, tells his son, listen, grab the old lady in her bag. We ain't got the weight to have proper liftoff. The ground is unstable and it's coming apart. We've got to go. So he lifts off with the wife. He goes about 20 minutes away, drops her off. And when he drops her off, he's confronted now. And he drops her off in a known LZ, a known landing zone where first responders and emergency management is at. So he drops her off. And out comes this assistant chief or chief of this fire department. And he said, you know, I'm the emergency management guy in charge right now. You're interfering with my operations. If you take off and head back in that direction, I'm going to have you arrested. And he's like, what are you talking about? You can't fly no more. You're not allowed to help out anymore. And there was no issue. This was a flight restriction that was put in 20 minutes after he goes and rescues these people. So he is, unbeknownst to him, not breaking any laws or rules or regulations. And then here it is, it's introduced. And he said, well, I got to go back to that side because I got to go get this husband and I got to go get my co-pilot, my son. And he said, I'm telling you right now, if you take off in this helicopter, and he waves two cops over, you're going to be arrested. And so he wasn't arrested. He takes off, he goes and grabs his son and has to leave this elderly man in a place with no power. no way to get to him except via helicopter. And I don't know that anyone else came and got the man. So now you got two separated parties. I mean, if that guy has an emergency medical incident happening to him with his heart or a seizure or dehydration or whatever happens, who's to blame?
Well, there are reports now coming out, and I actually saw this on YouTube. Guy was saying, we have people here that survived the flood. They need oxygen or they're going to die. They need insulin or they're going to die. And no one will respond to our calls for help. They were making shortwave radio calls, and they got a hold of some people. And we said, here's our exact location. We've cleared a landing area for you. It's safe to land on, but we need these things right now. Yep. And totally ignored, totally ignored.
It's so crazy, Dave. And it's one of the reasons why we talk about preparing. Look, like I'm not a salesman for anything, okay? But this is my own radio. And this is just a big, more or less Chinese version of a military radio. This thing is like $400. I'm going to tell you right now, it's trash. It's junk. Don't buy this. I'm going to tell you right now to go to freaking Amazon, which is the cheapest place. Like, I have vendors I could send you to, but I'm going to send you to the cheapest place is Amazon. Go get a Baofeng DMR radio. And if you have that DMR radio, you can link it up via Bluetooth with your phone. So your radio and your phone are now talking to each other. And if there's no communications via cell phone signal and someone else has a radio, you can text over radio waves. Latest and greatest technology. It's like wizardry to me. But
I'd like you to write this out for me. Directions, where to get it, website, A to Z on how you do what you just described, and I'll put it out far and wide if you'd send that to me.
Yep. One of our brethren that taught the radio course recently for Vindictive Solutions, he is the one who put on the class. So if you went to that class, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's another system that's being used called a mesh network. So let's say a mesh network, Dave, is this wireless node. Okay. So here's my ear pods, but there's this wireless node. Okay. And I'll have a little antenna that goes up to it, and I'll have a little solar panel. The whole thing may cost $50 or $60. And Bob Griswold had these all over his like 40 acres. And anywhere you go, because it's based off Wi-Fi, not internet. Okay. Cause it's based off Wi-Fi. So that means my phone can access this little Wi-Fi node, and I can then give anyone access to it via a passcode. So if I put this node on my house, and then a mile away, someone puts a node on their house, and then a mile away, someone puts a node on their house. Now we're all talking on the same network. We're texting each other, no cell phone signal. Okay. So that's different ways of communications that can happen. I'll tell you the long story short. We're trying to figure out a way for whenever this type of incident happens that we can roll in and provide services like this, but it costs a lot of freaking money to get this started. So we're not asking for money. God will provide, but we're trying to get the communities prepared because comms are still down. When the storm hit, comms were down. Comms were down during the first and second and third day. They're still down right now. There's people who are dying from infection. There are people who are dying from not having proper water, their food, dehydration, malnutrition starting in some people. People are dying because they don't have their insulin. There's actually one old boy in his helicopter was delivering insulin. Where do you get the insulin at? All right. You're talking about places, Dave, that you've got to be able to be within 20 to 30 minutes of the affected zone and then have these medical sources come to you. So this is the job of the emergency management. And TEMA, the Tennessee Emergency Management, is handling quite a bit of this. But where is FEMA? And not only that, where's the National Guards at? Why do we not have tens of thousands of National Guard troops and all the helicopters that we have deployed to this affected area, and we're doing water rescue. We're doing disaster rescue for damaged structures. Why aren't we doing it? Where's the government? And who's saying
this is what disturbs me? How can you send $400 million to Ukraine and say you're out of funds for FEMA? And here's the thing I found out also, too. with sources that I tour with. FEMA isn't FEMA anymore. FEMA are babysitters for illegal aliens, as is much of DHS.
Look, when I was still in DHS, I did a lot of disaster recovery missions, and we were contracted by FEMA to be their armed security. They contract federal law enforcement to be armed security for them. And so I worked hand in glove with these people many, many years. And there's a lot of complaints that come about from FEMA. It's not really the people down on the ground so much it's the upper echelons of garbage sitting in DC twiddling their thumbs. Well, I know 10,000 people just died because of a flood, but the golf course closes soon, so I got to go make my tee time. This is the freaking mindset of these people. We look on the first page of FEMA. I shit you not. Okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be cursing, but I want to show you this because I literally lost my mind there for a second. On the first page of FEMA, let me find this crap. What it says is that the way that they're countering, the first step to countering the storm is by equity. The first step to countering the storm is by equity.
What does that mean, that you rescue one race over the other and let the other fade?
I don't care anymore. Everybody is affected the same. Listen, I
Well, I
approach
agree.
everything.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to understand what it is they mean by that term equity with disaster, the handling of a disaster.
Well, that's exactly what it is. No, that's exactly it. So look, here it is.
Yeah, I can't read that.
Can you see that?
Yeah, want to know why Asheville, NC is underwater? FEMA's goal, disaster recovery management, is to make equity the foundation of emergency management. Oh my
Yep,
God.
if you look right here at the screen, goal number one for FEMA, instill equity as a foundation. Lives don't matter. Oh, and by the way, I'm sure this was, could have been all reverted because of the new Green Deal. Look, there's a bunch of weird things about this. Some people are saying that this storm was manufactured. If it wasn't manufactured, then it was messed with somehow. And we have the patents. We have the patents to
Yeah.
create storms. You want to talk about this real quick?
Yeah. I addressed this morning on social media. Nick Begich, Angels Don't Play This Harp, HAARP, all the patents in the original form of Project Harp. I understand it's next. It's called
I want to
Next
show this real
Rain.
quick. That's the patent. That's one of the patents for creating a hurricane.
Yeah, well, they're also, listen, I published, gosh, I don't know how many years ago, but I was given this off the record, and said, publish at your own risk. It was called Air Force Owning the Weather 2025. Actually, I know a signatory in that agreement, not on board with it anymore either. And then we've got NEXRAD, which is the latest generation of the same thing. And listen, I'll make it real simple, Doug. The only thing that they have to do to move weather is to electrically excite the jet stream and move it, and then move one air mass towards another, combine them, and boy, you get explosive results. And people say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Well, then why does the UN have weather war treaties? Oh, excuse me. Why are we looking at, excuse me, cyclones being created in Malaysia on behalf of China to weather drought? It was about 7, 8 years ago. So, Doug, I'm not having these arguments with people anymore. They want to hang conspiracy theory. Go somewhere else and get your news, because this is exactly what happened. Dane Wigington put out something really good on this. He talked about the electro frequencies and how they changed. This is how you affect the ionosphere. And he said they were changed to go directly over the path it went over. Yesterday, I published a map. You have an overlay. The storm damage and where the lithium and silicon mines are in the deposits. There are no coincidences.
Yep. And here we got just in Mayorkas, the head of DHS, says FEMA does not have the funds to make it through hurricane season. So
Well, you
that's
know
being talked
what? Then
about
take
right
some of
now.
that damn money back from Ukraine. China's not going to attack Taiwan tomorrow. Take that money back and help Americans. But see, here's the deal, Doug. I'll give you an example. The FBI will go kick in Sharona Bishop's door without a warrant and steal her electronics while they manhandle her daughter on the stairs, her teenage daughter. And they'll do that. But here we have cross-state crime from a transnational gang called TDA, which is a Venezuelan prison gang, and they're taking over apartment buildings in several states. And the FBI has jurisdiction because it crosses state lines, and they're nowhere to be found. But they're real good at going after abortion protesters and putting them in prison. I've had it with this. Doug, let me tell you what Paul Preston told me. I'm going to give you the bottom line. And he said this on his show, so I'm not betraying a confidence. Paul said, listen, we can't depend on the military to help us. And so many of them are outside the country. Even if they wanted to, they might not be able to. And we have an estimated 200,000 Chinese here, 10,000 coming in a month. And they're soldiers, people. They are soldiers. We have published the pictures. Doug, what Paul said, and I agree with him, every community now needs to organize and become its own militia. We have 110 million gun owners. We have 400 million guns. We have 7 million veterans. We have a lot of spec ops in retirement. We need to arm ourselves and defend communities against the onslaught of what's coming. Moving away from North Carolina for a second, we have 100 to 200,000 terrorists in our country, and the wide estimate range is because of the gotaways. The Border Patrol will tell me, we can't really tell you for sure, but we know it's about this much. This is the range. They're going to do a Tet Offensive one day where they're going to attack major sites, major targets, even military bases, police stations, athletic events, movie theaters, shopping malls, you name it. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it at the same day. And what do we do when these people come into our country, known terrorists? We let them in, and we give all these people cell phones so they can communicate with each other. Doug, it's coming. It's coming. And America needs to wake up and realize Paul Preston's right. You got a bullseye on your back, and they want you dead. Final comment on this train of thought here. In 2017, the late Paul Martin, John Moore, who's a terrific researcher, ex-Green Beret, medal winner, okay, solid guy, investigator. He is a homicide investigator for the courts. He and I and Paul received this document that was leaked from the CCP because not everybody was on board with it. And it was a private briefing to the Central Planning Committee of the Communist Chinese Party. They had the meeting in Beijing. We got the transcript. And here's what it says. And it's not unique because the three previous defense ministers prior to that also said we need to commit genocide against America. They said we're going to occupy America for its resources. In effect, they were saying they were going to be the world policeman without using that term, and that they weren't going to cohabitate in this country with Americans. The only issue was what they were going to do with the 14 million Chinese that were already here. If they're too far gone, they'll kill them. If they can be re-educated, that's what they'll do. Doug, this is what we're looking at. And you got Tim Walz recruited to be the vice president who made 30 trips to China. You got Biden taking payoffs from the Chinese with other members of his family. How clear does the picture have to be? You've been sold out, America, and they are coming for you.
Well, right now should be a time of reflection for everyone. It's now being put out that there's multiple X-class solar flares that are coming toward the planet that are supposed to be hitting within the next couple of days that could have severe impacts and could cause blackouts. I was at our local Walmart last night. There's already panic buying. The longshoremen strike has caused it. People were also there because I'm talking to people while I'm there. You always gather intel, right? So I'm talking to people and they're panic buying because of the presidential election, because of what's going on with Israel, because of what's going on with the storms, because of what's going on with the longshoremen. Everybody's feeling it. And there will come a day where you won't be able to panic buy because your money won't buy nothing.
That's right.
And then people will be in your Walmart will become a damn war zone. So will your gas station. Look, during the storm, yeah, out in Tennessee, on Eastern Tennessee, there were about 10 illegal migrants, Hispanic men, who were caught going home to home and raiding homes while people had evacuated. Like things aren't going to get better. And for people to still be asleep, I'll just tell you, awake, O sleeper, because the Lord himself will cast judgment on this country for what we've done, for what we continue to do, for the things that we support, for the people we support. And, all I could tell you is that when Israel fell, one of the reasons for that is because the Israelites ascribed things to the Lord their God which were not true. That they built for themselves high places. They went against their God. They had stiff necks towards him. All right. They created idols. They were paying homage to everything that was ungodly. That is America right now. We are more ungodly now than I would dare say Jerusalem is then, or what Israel is now. And people can discount the Bible all they want, but I'm telling you right now, God's word is real. God's word does not change. Judgment is coming on this nation. Everything that happens bad to a nation is judgment. Everything that happens bad is judgment, approved by God, used by man, or however it is that God pushes it. And, these affected areas right now, what they need is support. They need support from the churches. So where are the churches at? I'm sure someone's out there. Where's the government at? Where are the people of America at? Because when the next storm hits you, if no one's coming for the East Coast, who's coming for you? You better prepare now. West Coast, you're just as likely to get that 1 in a billion 9.0 earthquake at the wrong time. Murphy's Law always hits when you never expect it. You guys better start thinking that I need to be able to self-rescue, or I need to be able to hunker down. You got to be thinking about communication. Look, I was talking about this on a live stream the other night. The ability to purify water, these gravity water systems. This one's from Platypus. I actually really like their stuff. It's cheap. All right. It's relatively cheap. But if you don't have the ability, then start watching the videos of people who are having to drink contaminated water because they're thirsty. All right, same thing for kids. Okay, you've got to be considering, dude, the government's not here for you the way you think they are. And they're proving it every day. So please be ready. Please be prepared.
Well,
We're still in storm season.
I have a counter to what you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you. In fact, I am agreeing with you. But there is a counter movement, Doug, and I don't know what's going to come out supreme. Across college campuses in America, tens of thousands of kids are converting to Christianity, and they're having mass revivals on college campuses. Athletic events are being permeated with this. And first, I thought this was an anomaly, an isolated place like University of Arkansas, not going to go any further. And that's not the case. This is growing. My son is not too far removed from his undergraduate days in college, and he was telling me what he was hearing. And I'm seeing evidence of it now. There is hope for mankind. And we're really down to this. Are we going to go the way of Babylon? Are we going to go the way of Nineveh? And if this Jesus movement can spread, we might be spared. God's blessing could be restored and we'd go the way of Nineveh. But if we continue and this Jesus movement does not grow and there's not significant repentance and a turnaround in behavior, then we will go the way of Babylon. And we're in the clutches of Babylon mentality right now with these leaders. What's your reaction? What's your reaction? Are you aware of what's going on in college campuses?
Oh yeah, I know. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but be very cautious of a lot of these movements. There's a lot of movements out there that are for Jesus, and it's all belonging to this new apostolic religion, this new apostolic reformation. They're really a religion in themselves.
What makes it a counterfeit religion? Give us a warrant.
Well, okay, so look, half the people Trump has surrounded himself with are NAR. They do the fake talking in tongues. They talk like how Jesus is one of the ascended masters, one of the four or five ascended masters. I can go on and on about a bunch of this
Where do you
crap, but
find,
people,
I've never seen that. Where do you find that?
no, I'll send you the information. They say it themselves. There's people that are in the patriotic movements, the Great Awakening movements that are all about this. And this is where there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of hostility. There's a lot of need for violence, calls for violence. This is not of God. God is not a God of confusion. God's word doesn't change. And anyone who
God's
adds to
word
it or
is
takes
crystal
away
clear.
from it,
Yeah, that's true.
yeah, you will put a curse on yourself. Your name will be taken out of the book of life if you add to or take away from this book. And I am deadly serious of the fact that my soul means more to me than voting. And I will not line up with anything or anyone that puts people on the temptation path to going to hell by believing in the wrong Jesus. Jesus says it in Matthew 24, many will come in my name and in my power, and they will not be me. But you didn't accept me, but them you will accept. He was talking to the Jews.
The Bible's clear, Doug. You're right. There are counterfeit movements that will appear. Many will claim to be Christ and will not be. I mean, we know that that is in the Bible, and I take that as the word of God. However, I'll say this. Voting for someone who will buy you time to get restoration going, and that gives you your best chance, is not embracing their religious philosophies. That's not the same thing. They're two separate entities. And I agree, the degree of immersion that someone allows themselves to be inundated with from a leader, that's up to the individual. But you can say, this person can buy me time politically so we can begin to work on the fundamental changes we need, a lot of it originating from prayer. So that's why I can vote. And listen, I don't know where Trump is at with all this, and I want to see what you're going to send me. So I'm acting out of ignorance when I say this, because I don't know what you know on this. But I'm going to say this. I'm voting for Donald Trump because I won't end up immediately in a FEMA camp. When Kamala Harris takes over, everything is off the table. She's already shown who she is by North Carolina. I don't need to go any further than this. And so what I'm saying to you is, you can use a political movement, but you don't have to embrace the philosophy or the religion. The political movement's a means to an end to survival, and you don't have to sacrifice your beliefs to do it.
Look, all I can say is it's your constitutional right to vote, and I'll never tell you not to do
no,
it.
No, I understand. And you're not saying that. I understand that.
Yeah, nope. I will never go against what that says. However, comma, there are spiritual ramifications for whom you yoke yourself up to. Period.
There but there's are. Degrees of the hookup. Okay, let me give you an example, okay? We're in some kind of armed conflict, and there's an atheist to my right, okay? But he's got an AK-47. And I'm out of ammunition, I'm going to jump in his foxhole and let him help me survive. That's what I'm talking about. That's my analogy here. I will never give up my belief in Christ, nor will I compromise. And if I have the gun put to the head, God give me the strength, I'll tell him where to go, and I'll see the Lord in heaven. That's
well, God,
that's who I
God
am.
Uses
and
me.
I'm not going to be swayed by who the president is. I'm not going to be. But I might have to jump in their foxhole to buy time. Otherwise, we may just lay down and accept execution. That's how I look at it.
No, you don't accept execution unless that's something that God calls you to be a martyr.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You know, when a rational man like Paul Preston, and he's as rational as anybody I know, and he is telling they are going to kill every one of us if we let them. I mean, we've got to start realizing where we're at, Doug. We're facing genocide as a country.
And well, Satan wants to kill everyone.
That's right. You're exactly
all
right.
All right. So the whole world lies in the evil one. I listen, for me and my house and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's in the book of Joshua.
Yeah,
but I will also not be a victim of fear by saying that these things need to happen or I'm not. Look, I have had people come and tell me, Doug, you're not a real Christian because you won't vote for Trump. Doug, you're not a real
That's
patriot
not
because you
true.
won't vote for Trump.
That's,
No, hold on.
You're right.
These are hold on, hold on. These are people wearing MAGA hats. Some that you and I know
yeah.
who have said that to me, and I don't care what you say about me. I'm not here to be people's friend. No one pays me friendship money.
No one has the right to say that to you. That's what I'm saying.
But this is what I'm saying. The left and the right are getting to the point where sometimes it's hard to distinguish the two because there's a spiritual manifestation that's coming. Now, I've said this before. I align with the right. I'm a conservative. I would, I guess you say, vote Republican if I even cared about voting anymore. But
yeah.
I have been in the government for 16 years. The government lies to you. They've lied to you from the beginning. They'll lie to you to the end. No man is your savior. Don't trust in anyone. Trust in Christ. But if you feel the need to vote, and that's your civic duty to do it, then do it. Pray about it and then do it. However, there are, the Bible says there's spiritual ramifications for what you yoke yourself up to. Period. I don't say that. The Bible says that. However, but we live, hold on, Dave, we live in a point in time where one side wants civil war. Absolutely. One side wants World War III. Absolutely. Another side's coming in saying, hey, let's try and stop this. We don't need this. But what one side is yoked up with that is outwardly evil, there's another side that is outwardly good, but somewhere within there is many bits of the rotten apple. And that's all I'm pointing out. When you, this is where Doug will, I'll stand on this island until I die. If you claim to be a Christian and you pervert the word of Christ, you're not a Christian. You need to be called out for it. And if you yoke yourself up with that person, you need to be called out for it. Not because I want to put a thumb in your eye, but because people's souls are on the line. God will do to this country what he wants to this country, regardless of what you vote. It doesn't matter.
But that's
there's
not
plenty
true
of good people.
Regardless of how we pray. Doug,
there was plenty of good people, I'm sure, in Egypt before all the damnation started. And then they said, well, why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. Or the same thing for Babylon, the same thing for Judea, the same thing for Jerusalem. You always have the wicked and the righteous caught up in the same crap. But the righteous are the ones who get delivered only through faith in Christ. That's it. Only through faith in God, not your political parties. And all I can say is I pray for Donald Trump. I pray for J.D. Vance. I pray for their souls. I pray that God puts it into their hearts that they make the right, sound decision. Because, Dave, I think he will be the president.
I don't.
I think he will be.
I don't think he's going to survive. Let me interject.
So if he doesn't survive, then what are we arguing about? Well, if Trump is taken out, then what's the need for voting?
There's J.D. Vance to step in. Listen, let me get a word in here, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
First of all, there's a degree of yoking. I don't, listen, if someone is going to help save my family and I don't have to compromise my spiritual principles, but they're going to provide me some buffer, okay, that we can maybe turn around and win our country back, I hold that
God
hope.
Uses men.
I'm a fighter. I don't have to embrace their religious philosophy to vote for them if they're going to keep the satanic Bolshevik communists at bay for a while. That's my point here. I can vote for someone and not have to embrace what they are personally or philosophically. I mean, Donald Trump's a known philanderer. I'm not embracing that because I vote for him. But what I'm saying is I know what's going to happen if Kamala is installed. Okay. I think Trump gives us a chance. And the thing that about Trump that is a saving grace is his ego. He looks at himself as the second George Washington. He wants to go down in the history books as the man who saved America at the third turning, Revolutionary War, World War II, Depression, and then now. He wants to be that man. This is his legacy, and that's what he's building. That's ego beyond belief. But right now, that ego could provide an umbrella of protection in his movement. I'm going to say this, too. It ain't a matter of Republican and Democrat. I'm coming out with this today, Doug, a little later on. First of all, there is Republican, there's MAGA. And I'll just give you one example. Carrie Lake, who I think could be a generational candidate, and she's mischaracterized in the media. But Carrie Lake is being sabotaged by Republicans who've taken out a PAC against her. Other yep. Republicans, they tried to bribe her with millions of dollars not to run against Fidel Castro of Arizona, which is Ruben Gallego. I mean, Republicans attacking Republicans. It's not that. It's MAGA. It's Make America Great, Live by the Constitution. It's the MAGA movement. And unfortunately, most of the Republican Party is compromised. They are the same as the Democrats, just not quite as violent. And I'm actually coming out with this analysis today in more detail. But the reality, Doug, is this, okay? I'm sitting here and I can't do anything in a vacuum. I've got to move in one direction or the other. And I have prayed about this. And to me, I take the sign that when Donald Trump survived the assassin's bullet, not once, but twice, and one was just an absolute miracle, I look at it, I say, God's telling me this is where we turn. Now, can we use our Christian influence on that movement if they're able to win an election? That's what I hope to work for. It's not like I want them just to save me and I'll live under their deistic rule. It's that I want to try to use my influence to bring Jesus back into the picture, like the founding fathers had envisioned. See, we have freedom of religion in the Constitution, not what these Democrats do, which is freedom from religion. And this is why I want to use my Christian strength to try to make this MAGA movement more pure. And there are going to be rogues in every movement. So the MAGA people coming to tell you that you're not a Christian if you don't vote this way, that's BS. You have the right to vote the way your conscience tells you. And when you pray and you get a message, you should be doing something, and it comes from the Holy Spirit and you feel it in your heart, that's what you should do. And no one has the right to dissuade you from that. But I'm telling you right now, if Kamala Harris gets in, the genocide that's happening in North Carolina will be nationwide, and they're sponsoring it. I mean, Comer opened up an investigation today on Tim Walz's trips to China. Okay, is over 30 trips. We have been sold out by traitors. Benedict Arnold's spirit has infected all of these people. And we have to stand, and we don't have the ability on ourselves to stand politically without aligning with something political. But I just want to make it clear, I don't embrace Donald Trump's lifestyle. I will never say this is a good thing, but he gives us an opportunity to buy time to make the changes we need to make. I'm not convinced we're in the tribulation, but if we can't turn things around, we may well be, Doug.
Well, this country's going through a tribulation. It's not the great
Well,
tribulation.
not the Great Tribulation, though.
But look, I'll agree with you that Donald Trump considers himself to be a form of a George Washington, a Masonic ritual that's a very hard joke, but every single president is then resurrected to be the Osiris, the next George Washington. But that's all fine and dandy. All right. That guy can do what he wants. However, it's when you have people that look to this man as a Messiah, they call him Messiah, they call him the Anointed One. The Jews are saying that he's the second David. That is where
I haven't
Doug will
heard that. Is
step
that
in.
really true?
Yes, I've been talking about it for months now. That's where Doug will step in and say, wait, I understand he's a likable guy. I say he's a likable guy. He's funny. When he was my president, he did some of the funniest stuff. I mean, it made us laugh. At the same time, it infuriated the shit out of us because he was too hands off on too many things. And he was all about making America rich when we have like a literal crime problem and that's not being taken care of. That's another note. Okay. Maybe he'll fix that if he doesn't get assassinated or X, Y, and Z happens. However, what I am saying is the dangers here is Kamal is the devil we know. We know what that woman is and we know what to expect from her. What is even more concerning to me, and I have to point it out because I'm a preacher of the word of God. When you have a man that people look to as a Messiah figure who says he's a Christian, says he doesn't need to repent for anything, can't quote you a verse from the Bible, but he's a Christian. And then you have this whole movement that surrounds him, and they're painting him to be the next Jesus. He's got angel wings and pictures. There's a picture of Jesus kneeling, holding a MAGA hat or some crap. This is too far. It's blasphemy.
Yeah, that
And
part's
if preachers
that's
aren't
blasphemy.
calling that out, then they're wrong for it as
No,
well.
you're
You
right. But
cannot be a preacher of God and align yourself with the political system. That is also informing you that they're not going to take away abortion. They're friends to the LGBTQRS. I'm sorry, but when do we play Christian now? When is the point when, listen, I'm going to take care of me and mine and help to influence and help those around me. The country's going to do what it's going to do.
Okay.
Dave,
Listen,
there's nothing
I
we can
just,
do in DOD.
Doug,
There's nothing we can do at
I
Pentagon.
made it clear though, I don't embrace the philosophy, and
No, I didn't say you did.
I cannot be swayed by anyone's shortcomings. And we've all fallen short of the glory of God, first of all. But I'll just say this, okay? If we do the dropout from the election, if we don't try to install Donald Trump or whoever his replacement would be to buy us time, we may as well just, pack our bags and report to the nearest FEMA camp because that's what's coming. That's what's coming from the other side. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof's in the pudding. They won't stop TDA across the nation from basically excising people from their apartments. They won't rescue the people in North Carolina while people die. They believe them. They're showing you who they are.
Look,
they're satanic Bolshevik communists that cut kids' genitals off. They're not going to hesitate to kill you.
Can I give a little bit of brevity here? As a Christian,
and we got 2 minutes.
Okay, a Christian, how should you vote? Okay, this is Doug's idea. This is my opinion. Okay, Israel always elected a king. All right. First, it was Saul, because only supposed to be God leading them with the prophet Samuel. And then they elected a king, and every king went like this: good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, to the point that Israel was destroyed, thrown apart. OK, in our political process as to how our country is made, you elect a president. So if you're going to vote, if you're going to elect a president, look, I'm disgruntled and I'm jaded. That's why I don't vote. But these people, that's from my own personal experience, but from these people, if you want to vote, then pray about it and pray that God's will be done. Ask for a blessing to be put on the man, that his soul be redeemed and he leads us in the right direction. And that's it. Have faith in God. You went and did your civic duty. You voted. You prayed for the man. You blessed the man in God's name. You asked that he seeks repentance with his full heart and that he has the fruit to bear for it. And then you go about your day. But what gets bad is when people get so wrapped around the cord that this man becomes a Messiah figure. What happens the day the dude turns malevolent? Are you still going to be there for him, or are you going to turn against him too? Because right now people think that Trump can do no wrong. He said, he was asked, if I could be a dictator, I'd be a dictator for one day. That's all it takes. One day.
Yeah, but Doug,
remember,
I feel you're
remember these words.
You're generalizing, though, because you're ascribing qualities to people that will vote for Trump that many don't have. Okay? And I think that's an overgeneralization.
These are voters.
I
these
don't
are
have
voters.
Those qualities. I am not that way. My family's not that way. And the majority of my Christian brothers and sisters are not that way.
But the majority of America is not Christian.
I don't even know what the percentage is, you know, but the bottom line is I won't be swayed, but I do know there are choices to make. There's a not so good choice in the Republican Party, and there's a genocidal, devastating choice in the
Look,
Democrats.
You're not voting for Trump to be your pastor. Okay.
That's
I
right.
Get that. But if you're going to do something and you're going to be led by God, then why would you ever go against the precepts of God?
We have reached the end, and I think it's safe to say that Doug and I have clearly elucidated two different philosophies politically that will really be apropos for Christians to consider. I think those positions are crystal clear here, unlike what the Democrats and Republicans typically give you. Doug, we got 30 seconds. Tell people how to follow you.
Hey, American Vindictus Show, we are on Rumble and on YouTube. Almost never post on Rumble because Rumble sucks. I don't have the bandwidth for me to talk to them, so it takes like 20 hours for me to upload a video. But we're on Rumble and YouTube. We're doing lives every week, a lot of Bible study, a lot of stuff with our own situation reports. So if you want to watch what we do, then please subscribe, like, share, and all that stuff, and make sure that you like, share, subscribe to everything that's on the commonsenseshow.com.tv, and follow him at Rumble. Dave, I don't think we're going to be on much longer.
No,
on
I agree with
all
you.
Of these things.
Yeah, we got to enjoy this, Doug. This is why this is a healthy discussion, because we don't have much longer to do this. We will be off the air anywhere in that framework between December and March. We're going to be gone. Yeah. And we'll have to go to an alternative. Hey, Doug, we've got to scoot. We're out of time. Good job today. I'll be in touch.